If you have your Bible tonight, we'll turn to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter number 3, and verse number 1. The Bible says, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that which spake of, was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, pray the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. He went out. They went out to him, Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth thither fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, just for a few minutes. Out of this text, just looking to see what God has, God's expanding to us and showing to us, that'll really edify God and lift up our hearts when we think about what God's talking about, what John Baptist is talking about here, as he's administering the precious things and the truths of God, and he's talking about a prepared heart. Amen. A prepared heart. That's what he's speaking about. And if there's ever been a time in our lives that we need a prepared heart, it's the time that we live in now. John came with one message and one message only. His message was Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah that was coming, and to repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John was a preaching that there was a kingdom that was coming, said it was at hand, said it was here, said it was upon us already. I won't say as we live in the last hours of this dispensation of grace in which we live. We're living in the last hours, and the kingdom is truly upon us. We're living a time when it's just almost to the point that we can see the Lord stepping out with a shout and a trump and a come up hither, and seeing God's people leave, lose gravitation and move up out of this world and this plane, this atmosphere, under that in the heaven, praise God, where we'll be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with him. We can see that, and we can be mindful of that as we look at this, and we see that this was the one that was promised. Isaiah said that a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord and make his paths straight. Now he's talking about here making a path for your heart. Our hearts need to have a straight path, a straight direction. Amen. A longing, praise the Lord. It needs to be a straight path. The path for our hearts tonight needs to be made a straight path to Jesus. Amen. What do you say, Pastor? I'm saying we just move everything else out of the way and put him as the primary thing in our life, that most important part of our life, praise God. And then when we do that, then we have a straight path on the Lord. I'm afraid in the day and hour that we live, there's a lot of things that hinders our path, gets in our way. Amen. But praise God, if there's anything that's more important than the Lord Jesus Christ, then we have the wrong priority. Our priority needs to be the Lord Jesus Christ first and foremost. Everything else falls in place under that. Amen. There's no such thing as different priorities. That's an oxymoron. I've told you before, a priority is a priority. That's something that takes precedence over everything else. Amen? And when we make the Lord Jesus Christ our highest, our only priority, we make him our priority, praise God, then we work within the spectrum of Lord Jesus Christ to accomplish everything else that he'd have us to do. We can't work, we can't play, we can't do anything without him, because he told us so. And the Bible teaches us that whatever you do, do as unto the Lord. Amen? So that's our priority tonight, to do those things as unto the Lord, to make a straight path for our heart unto the Lord. Now John Baptist tells us, Bible tells us, John was a pretty rough, he was a wild-looking creature. Amen? Praise God, he was out in the wilderness from time of his youth. Amen, living in the wilderness. And his raiment was camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins. Amen? Can you imagine that? He was out there in the wilderness. His raiment was made of camel's hair. He didn't have a luxury and fine linen like the princes in the palaces, but he was out there in the wilderness, and he was preaching Jesus Christ, a coming Messiah, and a repentance unto salvation. Amen. Preparing our hearts, praise God, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, to receive that one that was promised, that was coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad he come? Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad he come? Praise God. He said his meat was locusts and wild honey. And I didn't know, we didn't know what that was, to me and my wife. And everybody knows what wild honey is. Amen. It's a honey that get out of a tree, praise God. You don't get out of a hive. Amen. But those locusts, I always thought, hey, when I was like these little youngins' age, I thought they was them bugs. I thought he ate bugs and honey. But when we was in Israel, they got to showing us, said there's a plant up there, and it's kind of shaped like a bean. It's about that long, and they kind of taste like chocolate. Amen? And that's what John was, his staple was, that what preserved it, what came out, was those locusts, those things like, and like, praise God, I thought chocolate and honey, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, it don't get much better than that. Amen, praise God, no wonder he was preaching his heart out. Praise God, he's eating chocolate and honey. Amen, praise the Lord, it was his staple, locusts and wild honey. But the Bible said that all Jerusalem comes out to him to where he's at, all the region round about Jordan. And said they were baptized, him in Jordan. You know why? What they were doing? They were baptized confessing their sins. You know what was happening in the days of John the Baptist? People were getting their hearts right with God. He said to make a straight way, a straight path for Jesus. I want to say today, the only way to make a straight path to Jesus, praise God, for Jesus, is to get your heart right. Amen? To confess our sins and get our heart right. That makes a clear path, a straight path to Jesus. But the Bible tells us they were some old fellers come down just to see what was going on. Now, anytime something's going on, praise God, there are always going to be those that's sarcastic. Those that come to cast their doubts. Those that come to see the show. Those that come down to try to disrupt things. He said, we saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to the baptism. He said to them, now watch this, old John Baptist, he's pretty straight up. Amen, that's what a good Baptist ought to be. He ought to be straight up. Amen, ought to be honest, ought to be truthworthy. He said to them, old generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Amen, he called them a generation of vipers. Said, you nothing but a bunch of snakes, things that slither in the grass. Things that try to reach out and grab you and bite you. Things that try to harm you and hurt you. Amen. He said, who's warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He said, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Amen. He said, let me see your hands and let me see your heart. He said, show me the real reason that you're here. He said, if you look around, you see these folks here. They're getting in. They're getting help from God. They're falling on their face. And they're repenting and asking God to forgive them of their sin, because they've realized that all is sin and come short of the glory of God. And they want God to forgive them of their sins. They want to have a right relationship with the Heavenly Father. Now, these Pharisees and Sadducees, they're supposed to be religious people. Amen. They were supposed to be religious, but they should have known this. Amen. But they were all caught up in their self. They were abiding in the flesh. They were getting, they was doing those things that brought pleasure and prestige to their lives. That's what they was after. They weren't thinking about sin or sinfulness. But John reminded them that they need to bring forth fruit, therefore fruits meet for repentance. Amen. In other words, he said, hey, listen, if you ain't here to confess your sins, praise God, and get help from the Lord, you're here for the wrong reason. Amen. I tell you, when we go down to the house of God, we ought to be there to confess our sins and get help from God. Amen. I don't know what happened to the churches, but praise God. Used to, the church house, the place had an altar like kids. You know, a lot of churches, they, Brother Junior, they're taking the altar out of church. Are doing away with it. Say, well, we don't need that anymore. We don't want people to feel convicted when they come in. God help, if there's no conviction, praise God, you ain't got a church. Amen. It takes Holy Ghost conviction to show us our sinful self, praise God, so we can come get help from the Lord. God can't help you in your sin till you confess that sin. Praise the Lord. But they come to get played. He said, bring fruits meet for repentance. He said, come with confession of sin that's in your heart. And they said, well, wait a minute. So John said, you don't understand. We're the seed of Abraham. Amen. We had godly parents. Have you heard somebody say that? My mama was a godly woman. My papa loved the Lord. Mama and daddy took me to church every Sunday. Amen. Does that sound familiar? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God they did. May got you where you are today. But he said, and to think not within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able to rub of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, Abraham's your father, and that's good and well, but praise God. God's able to bring up seed from these stones. But God's looking for people that love the Lord. Amen. Coming, but people that's coming with a broken, contrite spirit, coming with and confessing their sins. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, mama can't save you. Papa can't save you. Amen. Grandma can't save you. Mom and daddy can't save you. Praise God, but Jesus Christ can save you if we'll confess our sins. When we realize we old sinners and need a Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, Brother Robert. I need Him every day. Amen. Praise God. If it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't know where I'd be. Amen. Praise God. If I didn't put my trust in Him every day and say, Lord, please help me before I ever get out of bed, praise God, I know where I'd be. No telling what I'd be into before the end of the day. He said, preacher, you must be awful weak. Praise God. No, but I know who I am. Amen. Praise God. And this old flesh that we live in is apt to be tempted. It's apt to sin. But praise God, if we'll ask God to touch us and help us and forgive us our sins, praise God. He said He'll cleanse us from our sins. Praise God. He'll forgive our sins and cleanse us from all iniquity. Amen. Then He says He'll begin to work for us. John says, praise God, you need to realize why you're here. You mean you're going to confess your sins? Because these people getting help, praise God, is because they're confessing their sins. See, those Pharisees, Sadducees, praise God, they were jealous because they seen what John the Baptist accomplished, something they couldn't get accomplished. Amen? Because they was preaching something that wasn't true. But John the Baptist was preaching repentance unto salvation, praise God. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. He said, now also the axe is laid into the roots of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, cast into the fire. Amen. John gives them an example here. He said, hey, listen, so the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit. He said, it's hewn down, it's cast into fire. He said, if it's not bringing forth fruit, praise God, no good for nothing. Amen. Amen. Can you imagine them Pharisees and Sadducees when John told them that? Amen. He said, hey, listen, if you ain't producing fruit, praise God, I need to chop you off the roots. Amen. Don't even leave no stuff. Don't even need no roots, praise God, for you to come up again. Praise God. He said, if you're not being fruitful for God, amen, you just need to be cut off. Amen. Praise God. That's pretty straight preaching. Amen. Needless to say, they didn't like it. Amen. But praise God, a lot of times, praise the Lord, the truth will make you free, praise God, but your old flesh won't like it. Amen. He said, but the axe is laid to it, praise God, it cuts that tree off that's not fruitful, not productive. It's no good for it. I got an apple tree in my yard, and it's absolutely worthless. Amen. It looks pretty. And every spring, it blooms, and it blooms out all over the place. It'd have blooms just if it ever had an apple on it, there'd be beaucoups of apples. But I got it on the south side, and it always blooms out too early, and frost always bites it back. And it's 5 years, and it ain't had an apple on it yet. Now, I take that back. I recant. 1 year, it had a pretty good bit of apples on it several years ago. It did actually survive through the frost season, and it had some apples on it. And me and my wife said, "Boy, glory, hallelujah." And we went on a couple days vacation. And we was gone a couple days, and I thought, when we get back, we'll pick them apples. So they're starting to get just about ripe. And we come back from vacation, there wasn't an apple on that tree. I think my neighbor's little boys had done spied them. Amen? So while we were going on vacation, those apples disappeared. Said, "Preacher, they probably just fell off." No, if they fell off, they'd have been laying on the ground. There was no apples nowhere to be seen. And there's not been any since. Amen? It's not because they didn't produce. Amen? Not because they produced and we didn't get them, but they haven't produced. And I told my wife, I think I'm just going to cut that thing down. It's no good to me. Apple tree's not a real pretty tree. Amen? So if it's not going to produce what it's supposed to produce, it's just to be cut down. So can you imagine what them Pharisees and Sadducees thought when he told them, said, "Hey, listen," said, "if you're not going to produce for God, if you're not going to do what God has to do, we just need to cut you off." Amen? Praise the Lord. He said, "I indeed baptize you." He said, "Cut them down, cast them off." He said, "I indeed baptize you with water under repentance." So he said, this is a preparatory thing. This is getting ready, praise God. Amen. For something that's coming, it's bigger. "But he that cometh after me is mightier than I." Who could that be? Amen. Praise God. "Is mightier than mighty John the Baptist." It was Jesus Christ. Amen. "Whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Praise God. He said he's going to baptize you, praise God, with something that's going to wash you on the inside out. Amen. Praise God. He said, "I'm baptizing with a repentance, praise God, unto the coming of the Lord." But praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to baptize you with a baptism of salvation, praise God, and bring it up and out, praise the Lord, unto the Lord God Almighty. Unto salvation, praise God, presented to the Lord Himself. And with the Holy Ghost. And He's going to baptize you with fire. In other words, what He's saying, praise God, God Almighty is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost of God. It's going to be a Spirit of God that's going to move into you. And it's going to set you on fire. And you're going to come out of there, praise God, worshiping and praising and giving God glory. Amen. Remember the day that you got baptized? Remember the day you got saved? Hey, praise God, you got saved. Praise God, and you come out of there on fire for God, walking about that high. Amen. In a little while later, you got baptized. You told your preacher, praise God, you said, "Listen, I need to be baptized." Amen. Praise God, "I want to serve the Lord." And they took you down there to the creek. You used to go to the creek to get baptized. Amen. In cold, cool waters. Amen. Didn't matter whether it was a springtime or summertime or fall or winter. Praise God, they'd go down there to the old creek and they'd wade out in that thing and they'd dunk you under that cold water. Amen. And people would come up out of that cold water. You think, "Well, boy, that sure quenched the fire." No, it didn't. Praise God, they'd come out of that cold water a jumping and a shouting and praising and giving God glory. Baptizing, praise God, that fire, that power of God was in there. Lord God, and you said, "I want to die out to this old world and sin and I want to live unto Jesus." That's what baptism is. It's when we die out to this old world, praise God. You say, "You know what? I'm going to die out to the world. I'm going to give my life to Christ. I'm going to get in that water grave and I'm going to come out, praise God, rejoicing, praising my Savior all the days of my life." Amen. Amen. Praise His holy name. Holy Ghost. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost. He'll put in internal washing. He'll cleanse you up, praise God, from the inside out. And the Holy Ghost of God will take up its abode in your heart. Amen. He'll baptize you the Holy Ghost. He'll baptize you with fire. That fire speaks of that purification, that purging, praise God. He said, "Whose fan is in his hand and he will thoroughly purge his floor. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He owns it all. Amen. He's in charge and control of it all. And he purges the floor. He cleans the floor, praise God. He makes things pure. He makes things perfect. Amen. That he'll gather his wheat into his garner. His wheat into his garner. But he will burn up the chaff. Know what chaff is? That chaff is that outside hull. It looks like wheat, but it's just a hull. What does that mean? That means there's no substance to it. Amen? The Bible says we need to be the wheat. And God said he would gather up the wheat and into his garner, into his storehouse, in that place of preservation. Praise God. And said he'd gather up and said he would burn up the chaff. That looks like wheat, but ain't. Afraid there's a whole lot of people that look like wheat and they ain't. Amen? But he said he'd burn it up with unquenchable fire. He said that chaff, praise God, that's not been born again, that's not been saved, will be burned up with an unquenchable fire. I preached one time on the fire in you or the fire on you. Amen? Praise God. You either got a fire in you for Lord Jesus Christ or you're going to have a fire on you because of your sin. But he said, hey, listen, he said he's got his fan in his hand. He's, in other words, he's got that Willimon brush. He's separating the wheat from the chaff. He throws that up in the air, praise God, and the chaff blows away because it has no substance, praise God, and that wheat falls in a good place. Amen? To where God can use it. But the chaff, he burns up with unquenchable fire. Praise the Lord. And John's a doing this, and he's a telling this, and he looks up, here's Jesus from Galilee, and he comes down to John in Jordan to be baptized of him. Jesus comes to be baptized, and John says, well, wait a minute. He's forbidding. He said, saying, I have need to be baptized then. Comest thou to me? He says, what are you doing? But Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. So then he suffered him. Jesus comes to John the Baptist at Galilee and Jordan. He comes to John and John baptizes Jesus in the river Jordan. Amen. And when he comes up out of the water, said, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. Now I want you to notice, I was thinking about this the other day. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now I got to thinking about this and looking through here, and it says the heavens were opened unto him, Jesus. And I can't find nowhere else, Brother Justin, that it was ever closed up. Amen. Praise God. It was never closed up. The heavens are opened to Jesus. And anybody wants to go from here to yonder, praise God, got to go through him. Amen. It was opened by Jesus. And when Jesus come up out of the water, praise God, he come up with a set desire, praise God, forever born again child of God, to go to heaven. Amen. Praise God. So what are we going to do, Justin? We're going to take you back here in a minute in this water. Praise God, we're going to get you in there. We're going to baptize you in the name of God and Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And you're going to go down in that watery grave, atop of the grave, and you're going to come out of there, praise God, victorious to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Nothing between you and heaven but Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're expecting. Amen. That's why we do it. It's called believer's baptism. Amen. John's was a baptism of repentance. But praise God, this goes beyond repentance. This goes beyond repentance and salvation, praise God, unto a fulfillment of being a child of God. Trusting and believing faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and pledging to serve Him all the days of our life. Bless His holy name. Amen.